transmitting all day. Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Before this world, praise God, pay your bills. You borrow some money from somebody, pay them back. Don't have them going out saying, I thought she was a Christian. I thought he was a Christian, and he owed me all my money, and I'm looking at him every day. And he's going here, going there, going there, knowing he owed me. No. We have to walk. We have to walk. I'm talking about our daily living before the unsaved of this world. We have to walk in wisdom. Praise God. I talk about Christians, but I got to say this about Christian, especially Christian leaders. Amen. Because I've seen it on both sides. I'm not just speaking something that I've heard. I'm speaking things that I've seen. Praise God. I'm talking about the Christian believers as well as Christian leaders. Praise God. We must have a good report of them that are without.
That's right.
Boy, I should have had a whole bunch of amens. Should have had a whole bunch of amens on that. Man, you can't be no pastor. You can't be no preacher. You can't be no deacon. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, if your reputation is out there bad. You tell me, how in the world can you, praise God, preach to somebody? How can you witness to somebody? Man, if you owe everybody in town. Your reputation, praise God, is one that nobody can trust you at all. I told y'all I was gonna teach today. I said I wasn't gonna do too much. I don't know if we're gonna do no celebration, but we're gonna do something. This is Thanksgiving. And I'm talking about our witness, our Thanksgiving witness. We have to be the witnesses before this world. And I know people change. I know people change. But it is unfortunate, very unfortunate, if we have a church out here looking for a pastor, looking for somebody to be the under shepherd. Praise God, and they got a reputation. We need to go beyond verse 6 in 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 Timothy chapter 3, when we talk about selecting leaders. Y'all know the scripture, y'all know it. If a man desires the office of a bishop, praise God, he must be what? He must be blameless. He must be the husband of one wife. Must not be a striker. Must rule his children well. And all of that kind of stuff. Like, must not be given to wine at all. Praise God. All that. Not a striker. None of that. That's what verses 1 through 6 says. 1 Timothy chapter 3. But then you go to chapter verse 7. Let me read that. Put that on the marquee. See, people forget to read this one. And so when you're getting ready to look, or anybody asks you, praise God, what should I look for? All right. Amen. Amen. Talking about leaders. Look what verse 7 says. What verse 7 says. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without. I told you, them that are without is this world, the unsaved, those who are not under the ark of safety, those who don't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So what he's saying that in addition to all of that other stuff, when you are looking, maybe you need to go canvass the neighborhood. Maybe you need to go to the stores or the businesses where he shot. Find out what he owes the store. How many suits he done got on credit and not paid you back? Because I'm telling you, if he gets elected, he's gonna have some problems trying to win souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have to walk in this world. If we're going to witness, it involves our walk. It involves our life. Praise God, I made a vow. Praise God, after I gave my life to Christ. Because that was a time, Sister Ivory, praise God, that was a time when I was playing church too. Let me see the hands of all the folks who were playing church at one time. Amen. You had given your life to Christ, and you were still big and bad, and you were doing everything, well, maybe not everything, but you were doing some things that you knew wasn't right. Praise God, but that came a time in my life. I tell you about my conversion in 1979. Praise God. When I accepted Jesus Christ into my life, I made a vow that I was not going to bring any shame upon my Lord. Especially when I became pastor, I said, I will not bring any shame upon my church. I'm not going to bring any shame upon the body of Christ. That's why if I tell somebody I'm going to be somewhere at a certain time, I'm going to try to be there. And if I can't make it, I'm going to at least try to call and say, look, something came up. We have to, especially if for folks of this world, the unsaved of this world. My God, this world, I always say that this world is looking for somebody that's different from what they see. They've heard a whole lot of sermons. But praise God, we got to get people in the mindset of seeing some sermons. Amen. So they have to, it involves our time in the world. We're talking about witnessing, praise God. It involves our time. It involves our walk. But one other thing that Paul says in this text, and praise God, it might touch every last one of us. If I touch you, and if you got cones on your toes, say out, but don't say it too loud. Nobody would know. Look what he says in verse 6. He said, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how you ought to answer every man. My brothers and my sisters, as our conduct is marked by grace, so should our speech be marked by grace. What do I mean by that? You see, grace implies kindness. Grace implies goodwill. Amen. And grace implies tact. Anybody in here know what tact means? Tact. The way we say things to the folk. You see, this kind of talk, this type of speech, praise God, is that help us to witness for Christ. Amen. I'm talking about kind. I'm talking about courteous. I'm talking about tactful. I'm not talking about being loud, curse, rude. Can I see the hands of the folk in here who have experienced or encountered somebody who was loud, rude, and I raise both hands because I have encountered it from folk who wear clothes like a Christian. Some who shout like Christians. Some who act like Christians. Oh yeah, I have experience, and some of them I've seen that had dresses all the way down to the floor. So I'm talking about in your speech, in your conversation, in your talk. Praise God, it involves our witness, because you got to remember, praise God, I'm talking about us witness before those that are without. Be careful what you say. Praise God, where you say it, how you say it. Praise God, I'm almost through, y'all. Praise God. You see, we have to use words that are going to glorify Christ. We got to use words that are going to uplift Christ in all of our conversations. Let me give you a verse of scripture. Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 says, let the words of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. You see, our speech is supposed to minister grace, praise God, to the hearers. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But we cannot do that if we don't have grace in our heart. And we don't have grace in the words that we use. If we don't have grace, praise God, in the way we talk to people. We got some folk inside the church and outside the church that they will talk to people just as rude as they can. And they'll do it around the unsaved, those who are without, and expecting those folk, praise God, to come and sit in church with you. Be careful. Because Paul put something that's seasoned with salt. And since we're all going to be around Thanksgiving table. Amen. If somebody takes the last piece of ham, don't give them a piece of your mind. If they take the last drumstick and you haven't got one, hold your peace. And if I haven't got y'all now, I'm gonna get you on this one. If they take all of the cranberry sauce, you haven't had a chance to get any. Don't say nothing too bad to them. Praise God. Make sure that your speech is seasoned with salt. Praise God. Amen. One thing I gotta tell people, you know something? We cannot recompense evil for evil, but we have to recompense evil for good. And don't you know that when you do good, don't you know that when you do, when somebody has done everything that they can to upset you, they done gone out and talked about you. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. They have gone out and just run your name through the mud. Man, don't retaliate. You know what you do when you see that rascal or that rascalette? Shake their hand. Hug their neck. Ask them, say, how you doing today? Don't you know the Lord love you? And you know what the Bible says? The Bible says it will be just like heaping coals of fire upon them. They're gonna be wondering their mind. Man, I know they know what I said. I know they know because I said it to somebody that I know. Gonna make sure it got back to them. So I know what they said. But look, don't look like they are affected by that. That's what we ought to do. We're witnessing. We don't need to get out before this world and just say all kinds of things. Oh, Tommy, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. You can't afford that. Praise God. Our talk should be well seasoned. Praise God. And when our talk is well seasoned, praise God, you'll be surprised what we can do. That was a story about a Hindu lady who became a Christian. And her husband gave her all kinds of hell. He every time she tried to turn, she couldn't do nothing that would satisfy that rascal. And there were some missionaries who came along and asked this lady, said, you know, I know you're going through something with your husband. Praise God. He says, but the missionary asks her, what do you do when your husband becomes angry with you? You know what she said? She said, when he get angry, I cook his food better. What? Oh boy, I ain't said, boy. Oh Lord, some of you women, I ain't hear too many women say nothing on that. Amen. What do you do, praise God, when he complains? She says that I sweep the floor cleaner. Oh my God. What do you do when he speaks to you harshly? She said, I just speak to him mildly because I'm trying to show him that when I became a Christian, my whole life changed. I became a better wife and I became a better mother. So that's the way we ought to be. Praise God, just like that Hindu woman is. Amen. I didn't get too many amens out of them women, so amen. But let me close. Let me close because this text closes with something. He says, we must be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason for the hope that is, praise God, in you with meekness and fear. You see, meekness is the opposite, praise God, of harshness. In other words, we ought to be meek and mild. Fear is the opposite of arrogance. So we don't have to be arrogant in the way we answer somebody. Praise God. You see, I said earlier that we have the opportunity to witness to many people during this Thanksgiving, praise God, holiday season. Yes, especially you all that's going out there on Black Friday. You're going to be among a whole lot of people. If somebody grabs the last ...50-inch television that's on sale, don't you get out there and start acting in the front of those folk. If somebody, praise God, grabs the last, give me one of those things that y'all buy, last hat, the one that you really wanted, don't you get out there and start acting. Not if you say that you are a child of the King. Praise God, we ought to let our light so shine before men of this world so that they see our good work, and as a result of them seeing our good work, praise God, they'll glorify that God that we serve. Amen. And we ought to make sure that we use the best of our times as we witness. We ought to make sure, praise God, that we walk, I'm talking about live before this world, praise God, that represents Christianity. Praise God, we ought to make sure, praise God, that we talk to people before this world. Praise God, like we are civil, like we know who Jesus Christ is. I said it earlier, you don't have to give anybody a piece of your mind. Praise God, you don't have to give anybody a tongue lashing. Praise God, continue to use, praise God, calmness in what you do. But praise God, but if everything that you do, you tell them about Jesus Christ. Tell them about a man that you met, praise God, one day. A man who opened the eyes of the blind. A man who healed the sick. A man who made a way out of no way. A man, praise God, who went to a cross on a hill called Calvary. A man who died for your sins. That's the man that I want you to tell them about. Don't get in a conversation about the one who owe you this. Don't get into a conversation about the one who said this about you, or the one who did that to you. Because as we learned in Sunday school lesson, all of those things that they did to you, all of those things that they said about you, especially if they are not true, praise God, he will take care of all of that. But don't you forget to tell them, praise God, that you serve a man who walked up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, took a crown of thorns upon his head, took a spear in his side, took nails through his hands and his feet, and who died, praise God, for you. Tell them that, praise God, that he stayed on that cross, praise God, until he gave up the ghost. And then they put him in a borrowed grave. Praise God, tell him that he stayed in that grave for 3 days and three long nights. But don't you forget to tell them that early one Sunday morning, he got up from that grave and declared that I got all power in my hand. And you could tell them that he has the power to transform your life. All you got to do is walk and give your life to him, and he will transform your life. He will make you brand new. I'm talking about like the children used to say, he'll make you spanking brand new. Praise God, because the word tells me, praise God, that whosoever is in Christ, they are a new creation. Old things passed away, and behold, all things are new. Give you a new vocabulary, a new way of walking, a new way of talking, a new use of the time that he's given you. Tell them about that man. And can I tell you, if you witness like that, between now to include all the way up to Black Friday, you'll be able to walk in here next week and say, Pastor, let me give you my report. I may not have talked to anybody and ask them if they knew Jesus, but you want to know something? I was around some unsaved folk. Praise God, especially some in my family. One took the last turkey neck that I so graciously wanted, and I held my peace. One took the last piece of ham, and I didn't have the opportunity to get any. But instead of me talking about how many pieces they ate, I just sat there and said, well, I won't eat ham today. I'll just get a little more potato salad and put it on a plate. You will be able to come back and say, praise God, I saw somebody who was really in need. I reached into my pocket and I gave them something. That's the type of report, praise God, that we ought to come back next week. I'm not going to ask you for it, but that's the report I ought to hear next week. Praise God. Amen. There might be somebody here today who haven't given your life to Christ. I'm going to give you an opportunity.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexander, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
We're now tuned in to the media ministry of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Leesville, Louisiana, with Dr. Carl Armstead. Mount Olive Baptist Church is located 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, Louisiana. We are a church and congregation that honors God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ. We celebrate his death, resurrection, by which all men